Well, Johns Hopkins, I think, was one of the first places to do this kind of surgery for these individuals. Well, the man who headed up that sexual reassignment surgery center, he's a psychiatrist, and he closed it down a couple of years ago. And the reason he closed it down, he said, we came to the conclusion after following up these people who had had these very, invasive, I think terrible surgeries, these changes done to their body. We followed these people and we found that after years, a couple of years later, they were just as maladjusted and just as depressed and just as sad, if not more so, than before they had the surgery. And he said, we came to the conclusion that these people did not need surgery. They needed therapy. They needed support. They needed help. And I think that really speaks. This is not a Christian guy speaking. This is just a secular, psychiatrist who said, we followed the research and we found this was a mistake. And I think that just speaks volumes to all of us about the dangers of getting involved in stuff like this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the answer to someone struggling with this particular temptation, because again, it just comes from our sin nature. Some people will have this particular temptation in life to want to be a different gender than they were born with. Some people will have the temptation to be an adulterer, to lust, to look at pornography. We all have different temptations that are in particular to who we are. People are different. So those who have this tendency, going further after it, getting a surgery, taking hormones, dressing a different way, only exacerbates the problem. There's not going to be a greater fulfillment when I, quote, become who I really am. That's the biggest lie in this whole discussion about gender identity. If you be who you are, then you'll be happy. You just talked about that. Ultimately, the solution to this is not even conversion therapy. I mean, I don't think Christians should be thinking, we just need to make sure people understand that, hey, you were born a man, you're still a man. You can't do that. No, it's not really conversion therapy. It's spiritual conversion, as in coming to a point of understanding that this is a sin, and we need to repent of it, and we need to turn to faith in Christ as Savior and Lord. Because when there's a spiritual conversion that takes place, then the second step can happen, where there can be a process, a sanctifying process, of being, as it says in Romans, transformed by the renewing of our mind. As we begin to understand God's purpose and intent for why he created us a certain way and the different roles and responsibilities of men versus women, and we start pursuing that in the power of the Holy Spirit, then there truly is a change that can take place, and we can overcome this particular temptation.